following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
From Studio 7, welcome to Books on the Fly. You're listening to our program through the FlyPod.com New Media Network, and I'm your host, Gary Puckett. Today, my guest is author J.T. Lewis, and his latest book is titled Gabriel's Revenge by Trestle Press. You may be listening online right now, or perhaps you're taking in our show through a downloaded personal copy of the show. Regardless of how you're catching our show, we want to say welcome aboard, and we're just glad to have you here and listening along. There's some great programming on the network. Check us out. With our nationwide team of 35 show hosts, we podcast a wide variety of some pretty interesting programs daily to thousands of small communities across the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. When it comes to the media, we are what's next. Jeff, welcome once again to Books on the Fly.
Thanks for having me, Gary.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. Well, you're cranking these books out. Let me ask you this. You have a new book out. This book is titled Gabriel's Revenge, and it is a sequel. Tell me a little bit about the series you have going, just to help our listeners out. What is the name of this series? What's it been dubbed? And ultimately, how many books do you envision being in this series?
Well, the series is really the life of the main character, which is, of course, Gabriel Celtic. There's really no ending to it. You know, it's his whole life. So I guess there is a finite place you could stop, but I don't foresee the end yet.
Well, in your books, this Gabriel, he has pretty much an adventurous life, does he not?
Oh, sure. He describes himself as having an unusual life in the usual way. He kind of falls into things through his job and in his life that put him in precarious positions.
I'll say. You know, without giving away too much, can you give me an overview of the storyline and the plot of Gabriel's Revenge?
Sure. When the end of the first book is murder too close to home, Gabriel has suffered a very tragic loss. In an effort to deal with his pain, he signs up for an archaeological dig in South America.
Peru, is it not?
Right. Mm-hmm. And this okay. is the where we find him there at the beginning of this new story. And he's used to the mind-numbing work. You know, that's all he wants out of life at the moment. He's basically hiding from the pain of the life he left.
Prior to the show, we were talking a little bit about it, and you used the term divine intervention. But without going all paranormal on me, why do you say there is divine intervention at work in Gabriel's life?
Well, he finds himself stuck for clues, more or less, at some points, and then gets clues sometimes through a mysterious room that he visits in his dreams. He's been pulled out of dangerous situations by a mysterious entity of some sort that is not identified.
Kind of unexplained.
Right.
Do you think he as a character finds this a bit odd, or does he just kind of accept it in stride?
He does find it odd, but he does also accept it. At least now he does. It's been going on his whole life at various points, and he can't explain it, but he accepts it.
You know, we've established that this latest book is the next one in your series. So for the benefit of readers, can you tell me where the storyline begins as he goes to South America? He's involved in some project. What is this project that he gets involved in as he goes to South America?
Basically, they're going through an old Nazca Empire village that they've discovered, and they're digging up everything that's there, basically.
So this is a formal archaeological dig?
Correct.
Okay. Can Gabriel's Revenge be read as a standalone book, or do you suggest that the reader go back and actually first take in Murder Too Close to Home?
It'd be great if everybody bought every book. And, you know, having the first one certainly helps. But Gabriel's Revenge certainly stands on its own as a novel.
Very good. So Gabriel has truly taken on a new direction in his life. for reasons you already mentioned. Is this simply, as you explained it and presented it, diversion in his life, or would you say it's more of a total life change?
Oh, he had no intention of coming back. At the beginning of the book, you'll see that he's accepted this as his lot in life for the eternity, basically.
It's a big decision.
Sure.
Would you say he's a strong character? Was this an easy decision for him?
He is a strong character, but the loss he suffered was so great that he really just didn't know how else to handle it. Basically, he's shut down.
You know, let me ask you this, though. Gabriel does ultimately decide to return to the United States. Can you give me a clue as to what are the causes for him returning?
Well, he gets a telegram that a friend of his has been murdered, and his old boss has asked for his help to come back and help them solve the crime. That's the only reason he was coming back.
Like, he needs more tragedy in his life. If you've read the first one, people, you know what I'm talking about. Let me ask you this. How does he handle this bad news?
Not well at all. Close friend had been murdered, and his old boss wanted help. And he knows he needs to push through it to get back to Indiana to help with the investigation. But he ends up taking on a lot of the guilt. Because he wasn't there, he figures it was actually his old partner. And because he wasn't there...
Does he take some of the blame, do you think?
Sure. He feels guilty because he wasn't there watching Frank's back.
I know that there is a lot of solitude, a lot of time spent on his own in his long journey back to the States, and that it could be somewhat brutal on him. Can you describe a little bit about his trip back to the U.S.?
Well, of course, it took like a day and a half to get to the airport from where he was at, and he rode an old bus for the most of that, and has a 6-hour delay over when he gets to the airport. So he takes a shower at the airport for the first time in a few months. But then he's very, you know, the whole time he's got a sadness over him that is all-encompassing.
Well, and he has plenty of time alone to really think about what has happened and why he's going back. Can you describe this mysterious woman that he encounters in his journey home? Because I think it takes on a whole new whole new fabric in this story.
Right. At the airport itself, he meets this young woman. She's Asian descent, very young for him. I mean, 20s, early 20s. And she's very interested in him to the point of trying to drag out the story of his life. And he kind of resents that at first.
It's like an intrusion to him.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. You may or may not want to tell readers, I don't know. But I'll ask you anyway. Can readers expect to see her become a main character within the series at some point?
Oh, yes, starting with this book. She becomes a very key player in the coming investigation as well as the future books. She has a secret she's keeping from him, but...
We won't tell that.
No, but I will say it has life-changing implications for him.
Yes. Well, again, without giving too much of the story away, can you tell me a bit about what Gabriel discovers about his friend's death during the investigation?
Sure.
That is significant.
Initially, when they first found Frank, they thought it was a heart attack. They only accidentally found out that he was murdered. They found a pinprick on his neck and eventually determined that he was been poisoned. So he started looking into the cases that Frank had been working on before he died. And
do they end up being related?
They do. He discovers what Frank knew and a bunch of accidents and seeming natural deaths were actually a series of murders.
So the bottom line is here, they discover that this is not random at all.
No, not at all.
Now, I've been told that the ending of this book is quite dramatic, dare I say exciting. Do you care to share anything in the way of a description of what readers can expect or not expect?
Well, there are a lot of flames, gunfire, and explosions.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as well as a little divine intervention.
Of course. Gabriel Celtic. You know, I have to ask you, what's next for Gabriel? I mean, do you have yet another book in the series scheduled to be released yet? I mean, what's coming up?
Well, sure. Yeah, I have the third book of the series. This will be called In Case of Death. And I can't tell you too much about it yet. But
that's fair.
There's more mysteries and intrigue and a few new characters that...
When do you think that'll be out?
That should be out in spring of 2013.
Okay. All right. Very good. Looking further out, do you see the series carrying on?
Sure. The fourth book I'm already developing a little bit. I'm going to call it The Book of Gabriel.
That's somewhat biblical, isn't it?
It very much so is. And that'll blow everyone's socks off, I think.
Well, that takes the series up to four. In this particular series, The Adventures of Gabriel Celtic, do you have any other projects that you're working on currently?
I sure do. Actually, I have a young adult or YA mystery series I'm pretty proud of. It's called Pepper and Longstreet. It's actually about a 16-year-old teenager and her partner who is a ghost of a Civil War cavalry soldier.
Goodness.
It kind of follows along the lines of an old Nancy Drew or Hardy Boys mystery with a paranormal twist.
Wow. You know, it's always amazed me where authors come up with these stories. I suppose I just don't have the imagination that it takes. You know, all of your books are available as ebooks, which makes it really convenient as can be and affordable, I would add. So, Jeff, if our listeners want to purchase a copy of either Murder Too Close to Home or the latest book, Gabriel's Revenge, where can they do so? What is the cost? And
Amazon and Barnes & Noble, the Kindle and the Nook. They're also out in Apple. And the price is $4.99.
Wow. You know, this ebook side of the marketplace is it's really neat, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's amazing.
You don't have to go through the physical ink-to-paper process. It's convenient for people. A device can hold, God only knows how many books. I mean, so if you're a traveler or if you're a person who just enjoys reading, period. It's just a wonderful way to partake of it all.
It really is. It's amazing.
Jeff, once again, it's been a pleasure having you on my show. All I can say to listeners is the saga continues. And congratulations on your latest book.
Thank you very much, Gary.
You're welcome. Well, that is Books on the Fly for today from Studio 7 here at theflypod.com, New Media Network. I'm your host, Gary Puckett. My guest has been author J.T. Lewis, and his latest book is Gabriel's Revenge by Trestle Press, and available, of course, as an ebook on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Check out our website for a wide variety of new media shows, www.theflypod.com. Remember, listeners, when it comes to the media, we are what's next. Thank you so much for joining us today here on Books on the Fly.